بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا بكم مرة أخرى في برنامجكم العربية للجميع. Arabic for all. Once again, we welcome all our listeners and our students in this program. العربية للجميع, Arabic for all. And in this program, we are learning the language of the Quran, the language of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, the language of the Ahadith. And we make intention always, inshallah, in the beginning of each program that we are doing this for the pleasure of Allah, so that you can understand the hadith, you can understand the Quran, you can understand the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and also to, for us to be able to communicate with people if we go to an Arab country, or maybe if we visit for Hajj or Umrah, then inshallah we'll be able to speak the language and come to better communication with other people. So inshallah today is the second program. Every second program we are having a general revision, and our students are able to communicate with us. They are able to ask the questions and also be asked some of the questions, to practice, to make sure that they are practicing the language and make sure that they are interacting with us in the program, learning better and communicating also, so that nobody is forgetting this language, the Arabic language. And any language, if you just don't practice, you will forget the language. So that's why we are practicing and we are making revisions and we are always asking questions, inshallah. Our students can call in right from now, from the beginning of the program until the end of the program, inshallah. We will be asking some questions related to the previous lessons and related to the Quran, which we have studied as well. So inshallah, you can directly call us on 011-854-1548. Engineering for us for today will be brother, sorry, I forgot his name, but okay. We're still waiting for your call, 011-854-1548. We have, I think, the first caller for today. Assalamu alaikum. Student number. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Man anti?
216.
If you may just listen to us only from the telephone, and just a little bit lower the volume of your radio and listen to us only from the telephone, so you can hear you properly.
Yeah.
Okay. You can hear me now.
Yeah.
Okay. How many points you have so far?
156. Yeah.
حسنا. السؤال الأول خاص 156. Your serial number 216. Okay, that's correct. 156. Okay, still making some echo. I don't know why this echo is there, but anyway, let's
it's
just.
Making echo.
Yeah, it's making an echo.
Is off.
Okay, it's fine. Let's just ask the question first. The Quran question. كيف تكفرون بالله وكنتم أمواتا فأحياكم ثم يميتكم. This word فأحياكم ثم يميتكم. Do you know the meaning of that? فأحياكم ثم يميتكم.
When you will die. No, not when you die. فأحيا, when you live. Just repeat it again.
There are two verbs here. فأحياكم ثم يميتكم. I don't want to give you the answer now. Let's just try.
فأحياكم is to love, to life.
To cause you to life. To cause you to life. فأحياكم to cause you to live.
Cause you to life.
To live, yeah.
Yeah.
ثم يميتكم.
يميتكم is to cause you to die.
To cause you to die. Excellent. And what about the word ثم?
Then.
So, فأحياكم. I want you now to repeat it again together. فأحياكم ثم يميتكم. The meaning is.
And then you will cause you to.
From the beginning. فأحياكم ثم يميتكم.
فأحياكم. And for you. It is only He alone who causes you to live and to die.
Yes, that's it.
Now.
He causes you to live. Then He caused you to die. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala caused us to live, grant us life, and then He grant us death.
Now.
All right, let's continue. The next question also in the Quran. ثم استوى إلى السماء فسواهن سبع سماوات وهو بكل شيء عليم. What is the meaning of the word سبع سماوات?
سبع سماوات, seven skies.
Seven skies, seven heavens. Excellent system, mashallah. وإذ قال ربك للملائكة إني جاعل في الأرض خليفة. What is the meaning of that? خليفة.
خليفة is a leader, a vice servant.
Yes, that's it. And also a successor, someone who will be Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appointed him to do certain things, certain missions. Subhanallah. Wonderful sister, you get 2 points for this question.
Yeah.
Let's move on now to the next question. And in the previous program we studied the means of
transport.
The means of transports. Let's see if you remember that. What is the meaning of the word darraja?
Darraja, bicycle.
Excellent. And how about ta'ira? Ta'ira?
Ta'ira is the plane, aeroplane.
Yes. And how about the khayl, al-khayl?
Khayl is the...
Al-khayl, wal-hamira, wal-bighal,
al-tarkab. The horses.
The horses, yes, that's it. Excellent. One more word. Taxi?
Taxi. Ujra.
Sayara Ujra. Okay, give me the Arabic. Excellent. MashaAllah. You get the 2 points here. Now, the grammar question. You ready for that? The
no.
grammar?
No.
Right. I will give you some words and I want you to make a sentence. Okay?
Okay.
Rabbihim min huda ala. Rabbihim min huda على
ربهم
ربهم من هدى على. It's not arranged. I want you to arrange it. And by the way, it's a verse in the Quran.
ربهم على الهدى.
What about من?
Oh.
ربهم من هدى على. They are four words. ربهم من هدى على.
Mir Rabbihim ala al-huda.
No.
No.
No. If you start correct, you'll get it. Rabbihim min huda ala. Let's see if you start.
Rabbihim?
No, you don't start with Rabbihim.
Min Rabbihim.
Not min Rabbihim.
Ala al-huda min Rabbihim.
Wow, you get it, mashallah. على هدى من ربهم. على هدى من أولئك على هدى من ربهم. MashaAllah. Okay, we'll get you the point here as well. So altogether is 5 points for you, student number
216.
So it's 161.
MashaAllah.
JazakAllah khair. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Let's take the next call. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. You ready?
Inshallah.
ما هو رقمك؟ رقم طالبة؟
260.
260. وكم درجة لديك؟
137.
ممتاز. 137. الآن السؤال. ويسفك الدماء ونحن نسبح بحمدك ونقدس لك. What is the meaning of this word? يسفك الدماء.
يسفك الدماء to shed blood.
To shed blood. دماء is?
دماء is blood.
Blood, yes, that's it. MashaAllah. The next word. وعلم آدم الأسماء كلها. I want the singular of the word الأسماء.
اسم.
اسم, MashaAllah. Wonderful. And اسم means?
اسم means name.
Name, okay. ثم عرضهم على الملائكة فقال أنبئوني بأسماء هؤلاء. أنبئوني. What is the meaning of this word? أنبئوني.
Inform
me or tell me. Excellent, mashallah. One more word for you. Let's see. The word is saying the words here from the Quran. قل وقلنا يا آدم أسكن أنت وزوجك الجنة. What is this word أسكن means?
To love.
To live there or dwell there or inhabit there. So يسكن means to live or to inhabit or to reside, and taking from it the word second which means residence, place of residence, which means place of living, which also we're taking from that the word sukkan, which means population. Sukkan, sakin, someone who is living in a place called sakin, and sukkan is population. Wonderful, sister, you get the 2 points here. Let's move on to the next question. Means of transport. Let's see. I just want to make sure everybody knows that. What about the word baghl in Arabic? Baghl.
Baghl is a mule.
Mule, yes. And how about the donkey?
Himar.
Himar. And how about the word train?
Train is qitar.
Qitar. And the highway?
Highway is I know it. So wait.
Starts with a ta. First, get the way.
Tariq
sari. Yes, tariqun sari. Try to pronounce correct. Tariqun.
Tariqun sari.
Sari with a ain.
Sari.
Sari. Tariqun sari means fast. You see, in Arabic, this is how you get the way. From sura means speed, and sari means fast. So tariq sari literally means a fast way or a fast road, and it's referring metaphorically to the highway. It's called tariqun sari because it's the fast way, faster way. One last word here. The word passenger.
Passenger.
Oh, traveler.
Musafir,
mashallah. You get the 2 points here.
Shukran.
Okay, arrange the following, make a sentence. Yarkab al-Hisan Muhammad Ala.
Muhammad yarkabu ala al-Hisan.
Mashallah. Muhammad yarkabu ala al-Hisan. You get the 5 points, student number 260. So all together is 142. Jazakillah khair, mashallah. Alaykum salam wa rahmatullah. Mashallah. Practicing is good. Students are answering very tough and difficult questions. Let's see the next one. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaykum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Man anti?
175.
Wa kam darajatu ladayki?
192.
Say again. Say again, how many points you got?
Mia, what is the name?
Mia means 100. If you're saying this again for a second time, that you got 119 points, I will reduce your points by 100 point. I will reduce your point by 100 point, because you said it, you got 119. I always trust the students when they tell me the marks.
Okay.
You don't have 119, you have 219. You are the second students in when it comes to highest marks. So you want to become behind?
No.
219 means?
219.
200?
Two hundred
is mia with nine.
Now I'm
guessing.
Yeah.
You forgot that. Mia is let's say mia is an adjective, okay? So what's the jewel of mia? The jewel? The jewel of mia?
Mi'atain. Oh, sorry. Yes. Okay. Yeah.
So how are you gonna say? Yeah. Say.
Mi'atain. What is atu ashara?
Yes, that's it. So basically, if there is one mi'a, and same with elf also. If there is elf thousand, and you want to say 2,000, you're not gonna say itnan elf. No, you're not gonna say elf itnan. No, you're gonna say the jewel of the word elf or mi'a. So the jewel of mi'a, mi'atan, or mi'atain. The jewel of elf, alfan, or alfain. So here, okay. Mi'atan wa tis'ata ashar, 219. The first question is the Quran question.
Okay.
تَقْرَبَا هَذِهِ الشَّجَرَةَ. I want the whole sentence, the meaning. وَلَا تَقْرَبَا هَذِهِ الشَّجَرَةَ. Now, I'm giving my students words, they're answering the words very well. So now we're moving on from words to sentences. Whole verses in the Quran. وَلَا تَقْرَبَا هَذِهِ الشَّجَرَةِ. What is the meaning?
But do not approach this tree.
This tree. Don't come close to this tree. Don't take from it. Don't eat from it. Excellent.
Okay.
Right, to the next word. وَقُلْنَا اهْبِطُوا بَعْضُكُمْ لِبَعْضٍ عَدُوٌّ. If you get this one, you get the 2 points. وَقُلْنَا اهْبِطُوا بَعْضُكُمْ لِبَعْضٍ عَدُوٍ. Explain it to me. What is the meaning of that?
I say, get down, some, all of you, some of you, enemy to each other.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah. I'm very happy with that.
Shukran.
Some of you are enemies to each other, MashaAllah. You get the 2 points here. Let's move on. The next singular and plural, What is the, I'll give you 3 words, okay? سيئات
سيئة
جوائز
جواء
جوائز the singular of جوائز
the singular
yes
جوائز
ستأخذين البرايز it's from your side this phone is ringing are you there
I just want to switch it off, Chef.
Okay.
Sorry. Okay. Jay. Sorry, sorry.
Prize. What is the meaning of prize?
Jawa is a prizes.
One prize is called?
Jawadun.
No, Jawaz is passport.
Oh, I'm...
If you can just switch off your phone or that thing that's ringing.
Okay. Jay.
Okay, what is the, what is prize in Arabic?
Prize.
Jawai
is a prize.
Jawai is prize, yes. But I'm talking about Jawai Izun. No, Jawai Izun is prize. I'm talking about the one prize in Arabic. Ma ma'ana prize.
I'm stuck there, Shane.
Jaiza. Jaiza. Jaiza is prize.
Okay.
You missed this point. Okay. Let's move on to the next. And this is the means of transport.
Yeah. Okay.
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 نحن نسافر إلى مكة بالطائرة أو بالحصان أو على الأقدام.
بالطائرة.
بالطائرة نسافر إلى مكة. بالطائرة. Okay, wonderful. The next question. ما معنى ناقة.
ناقة is a camel.
Camel.
A she camel.
ما معنى باخرة.
باخرة is
باخرة نركب الباخرة في البحر نركب في البحر الباخرة أو السفينة
it's mules isn't it
no mule is bagel Bagel. I'm talking about Bakhira, which means ship.
Oh, ship.
You missed this one.
Oh,
so one point here. So all together is 4 points for you.
Okay.
No, you missed 1 point, and 1 point is 2 points.
Okay.
You got only 2 points.
Okay.
Right. You got the 2 points. So all together is, you are student number?
175.
175. It is 221.
Okay,
Inshallah. Jazakallah khair.
Jazakallah.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Let's take the next call. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam wa rahmatullah.
Taliba raqam 50.
Ji.
Kam darajatu ladayki?
I think it's sab mi'atan wa sab wa ishrun.
Excellent. Mi'atan wa sab wa ishrun means?
227.
Okay. As-su'al al-awwal. ولا تكونوا أول كافر به. The meaning of that. ولا تكونوا أول كافر به. Let's see if you can hear this ayah in the Quran, you will be able to understand it fully. ولا تكونوا أول كافر به.
And they تقولوا.
ولا تكونوا not تقولوا. ولا تكونوا أول كافر به. كان يكون. ولا تكونوا أول وآمنوا بما أنزلت مصدقا لما معكم ولا تكونوا أول كافر به I want just this part ولا تكونوا أول كافر به
and they think they are
It's negation. لا تكون.
And they are not.
And don't.
And do they do not.
And don't. It starts with and don't.
And don't.
ولا تكونوا أول كافر به.
I'm just trying to think what is كافر به. يا الله. I know it, but I can't seem to say it.
Let's see if you can figure out the words. أول means.
أول is first.
كافر means.
كافر is a non-believers.
به means.
They are.
Bihi.
In it.
Excellent. In it. So, لا تكونوا means لا تكون. لا تكن من الكافرين. لا تكن من الأشرار. لا تكن. لا تكون.
They are the first ones.
Don't. I'll help you with that. Don't be.
Don't be the first kafirs or, you know, the non-believers. Don't be the first.
Don't be the first non-believer in that or disbeliever in that. Excellent, sister. Okay, I'll consider it correct. I helped you with that. 2 points here. It's a tough word, okay? Let's take the next question. And this is arrange the following and make a sentence. Okay. Yajibu an يكون sorry I gave you the answer. Okay. جميل الذي تستخدمه العطر.
جميل الذي
تستخدمه العطر. Make a sentence.
تستخدمه and the last word.
العطر.
الذي تستخدمه جميل الذي تستخدمه جميلا.
No.
تستخدمه الذي جميل.
No. العطر الذي تستخدمه جميل. You missed this one.
No. Wait. Hold on. Don't.
I gave it already.
No.
It's giving
me. Because I forgot about that word العطر.
Yeah, but I gave it to you already.
Okay.
You didn't get it correct.
All right.
The وسائل مواصلات. What is the meaning of the word حافلة? حافلة.
حافلة. حافلة is a bus.
Bus. And how about the word? How about the word markab?
A markab is a boat.
Boat. You get the point here. So all together is 3 points. You get the Quran one correct?
Yeah.
And you get the words?
No, you should give me that, but I forgot about that al-itra. I don't want to lose that point.
Okay, I'll give you 3 points today.
Okay. All right.
Assalamualaikum. Let's take the next one. Assalamualaikum.
Assalamualaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Student number 266.
Okay, 266 means 266. And you remember how many points you got?
109.
Mashallah. Okay, the first question for you. ولا تشتروا بآياتي ثمنا قليلا. Do you know what's the meaning of the word قليلا?
Small price.
ولا تلبسوا الحق بالباطل. What's the meaning of الباطل?
A falsehood.
وتكتموا الحق. What's the meaning of the verb تكتموا?
Conceal.
وأقيموا الصلاة وآتوا الزكاة واركعوا مع الراكعين. What is the meaning of the word آتوا الزكاة? آتوا.
Give zakat.
MashaAllah. You get the 2 points here. وسائل المواصلات. The means of transport. Meaning of train? Train.
Train, no. I don't know.
Start with a qaf. Qi?
Qaf.
Qi? We studied in the previous program.
Qi?
Yeah. Qitar.
Qitar.
Write it down. Qitar means train. Next one. Meaning of the word سيارة.
A car.
Meaning of the word. Okay, you get 1 point here for this question. Now the next question is a grammar question. Let's see if you can get it. I want to say her pen.
قلمها.
I want to say my pen.
قلمي.
I want to say their pen.
قلمهم.
Excellent. 1 point for that as well. So all together is 5 points. Student number?
206.
You got 114 points.
No,
260. Oh, sorry, 260. Yeah, yeah. You got 109. So 5 points. You got 214. Okay.
Altogether, it is
214. Yeah, 114. Jazakallah khair. Assalamu alaikum warahmatullah. Right, with that we came to the end of our program for today. Jazakumullah khair for listening to Al-Arabiyyatu lil-Jamee. Subhanakallahu bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruk wa natubu ilayk. Wassalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.